Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on patient Brianna, B-R-Y-A-N-A, Gray, G-R-A-Y. Her address is 925 Johnson Street, Red Bluff, California, 96080, phone 530-727-4632, ID is XXX XXX7002. Date of birth is 10-7-1983, 38-year-old. A single divorced office assistant, Tehama County Veterans Services. Her insurance is Anthem, Blue Cross. Her pharmacy is Her pharmacy is Elmore Pharmacy. It's addressed to David Medina, M-E-D-I-N-A-P-A, physician assistant, Rolling Hills Clinic, 706 Peach Street, Corning, California, 96021-3352. Phone is 530-690-2827. Fax 978-416-8198. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with a number of problems. Recent findings of left trigeminal distribution, facial changes in sensation, asymmetric tongue protrusion, metallic taste in the mouth, and then below that, a subparagraph, history of bilateral upper extremity weakness with neck pain. Subparagraph, she complains of feeling achy with forgetfulness. Daytime fatigue with mentation changes. Left-sided sensory symptoms. Dear David Medina and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Brianna Gray for neurological evaluation. She was seen initially on November 1st, 2021, subparagraph, there was a delay in transcription service. New paragraph. At that evaluation, she was found to have signs of, she was found to have a clinical history of a boot-like sensation in the lower extremities as if she was walking through sand, subparagraph, her patellar deep tendon reflexes were exceedingly brisk. New paragraph, her sensory examination showed decreased pin sensation distally in the feet. There was subjective hypesthesia on the left. Cranial nerve evaluation was normal. Were there no obvious pathological or primitive reflexes? There was possibly some subjective hemianopia to visual confrontation in the right upper quadrant. Her mental status was normal. New paragraph. I have no recent laboratory reports for review on new paragraph. Considering her presentation and history in concern for demyelinating disease, MR brain imaging and cervical imaging with and without contrast was completed on January 4th, 2022 and was reviewed today. New paragraph, her brain scan is entirely normal, showing no evidence of demyelinating or ischemic disease. The cervical imaging showed a broad-based lateral combined disc bulge and osteophytic ridge with moderate to moderately severe bilateral neuroforaminal narrowing at C3-C4. And at C5-C6, there's a 3 millimeter central and left paracentral combined disc bulge and osteophytic ridge producing cervical cord contact with evidence for some spinal stenosis, an AP diameter of 9 millimeters. Overall, there's loss of the normal cervical lordotic curvature. New paragraph. Who? Okay. In consideration new paragraph, today she reports her symptoms are persistent and she has dysomnia as well with multiple nocturnal arousals. New paragraph, she still has a metallic taste in her mouth that is unexplained. New paragraph, in consideration of this presentation, we will complete the following. We're going to schedule her for upper extremity and cervical electrodiagnostic studies with her degenerative findings. New paragraph, laboratory testing will be requested and accomplished to exclude comorbid illness. New paragraph. Home sleep testing will be performed to exclude suspected sleep disordered breathing and sleep apnea contributing to her fatigue. New paragraph. We will make a referral for her for spinal orthopedic advanced surgical examination, considering her need for possible intervention. New paragraph. Pain management referral may be beneficial, and we'll see if this can be accomplished to help reduce her painful neck symptoms and what she describes as retroorbital cephalgia, commonly seen in individuals with cervicogenic cephalgia. New paragraph. I will send a follow-up report when she returns as we move forward with her evaluation. New paragraph at this time. Her diagnosis would be cervicogenic cephalgia. That's the first line. Number two, cervical degenerative discogenic disease with spinal stenosis and possible early myelopathy. The third diagnosis is dysomnia with suspected sleep disordered breathing dash sleep apnea. And then my signature.